Hi, this is Lisa Mattson. I'm the author of the new novel, The X is in My iPod, a playlist of the men who rocked me to wine country. I hope you'll grab a glass of wine, some earbuds, download the ebook, and play on. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to iWine Radio. I'm Lynn Crelo Chamberlain.
Welcome to Wine and Dine.
A few months ago, we learned about an upcoming book release, which is happening right now, as a matter of fact. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. The name of this book, and we're going to be promoting the ebook version in particular, is The X's in My iPod, a playlist of the men who rocked me to wine country. The author is Lisa Mattson. Lisa Mattson has been in the wine industry, in particular wine marketing, for over 16 years. She's considered a thought leader in digital marketing of luxury wines. And during her career in wine marketing public relations, she's traveled to 43 states and 20 countries. Her extensive network of friends and colleagues around the world know little about the skeletons in her wine closet, i.e. her torrid dating history while living in South Florida and Northern California. So she wrote this novel based on her humbling experiences trying to find the right Mr. Right. The X's in My iPod, a playlist of the men who rocked me to wine country. And let me just start by saying, Lisa, here you have an introduction about the book, and online you'll find more information at xsinmyipod.com. So we have playlists. We make them for workouts, parties, breakups, or simply organizing our favorite grunge songs into a digital heart-shaped box. When Harley Aberly got her first iPod, she created the kind of playlist every girl wants to keep on solitary lockdown. Now talk to us. And
well, thank you for having me, Lynn. You've said a lot about the book already, so it's really exciting to finally have this whole project, this baby, sort of come to fruition, because I've been working on the book for almost 6 years, and it's been an idea that's been in the back of my head since 2001.
Who is your audience? Anybody who has experienced breakups, certainly. But who is your audience at this point in time? Who do you think is going to be interested in this?
What I hope is that it attracts a lot of different demographics of women. I mean, first and foremost would be women that are around my age, you know, Gen Xers, women in their late 30s, their 40s, early 50s, who could relate to a lot of the references about dating in the 1990s and what it was like during that time, just what was going on when we didn't have the internet and all of those things, and you couldn't Google guys or check them out on Facebook and all these things to find out, you know, what their true colors were. But also, I would say definitely younger women in their 20s that are knee-deep in the dating game, and maybe hopefully by reading some of these tales that Harley goes through, they'll learn some tips and things and maybe not make some of the same mistakes she did. But in the end, I mean, the real moral of the story is about embracing the beauty of your relationship baggage. And I think that a lot of women, especially when we're younger, try to hide that and, you know, not be very honest about, you know, how many people you've been with, or you think that it's a bad thing that you may have dated 20 guys or 30 guys or 40 guys or 50 guys, like, fortunately, like I have. But I think that what I learned through this whole process is that all of those experiences made me who I am. They're assets, not liabilities. And once I got that confidence in myself as a woman and knowing that I was a great catch and that I should be the one evaluating the guys and deciding if they're good enough for me and right for me and not, you know,
the other way around.
That's when I started attracting the right type of men. And this character, Harley, gets to that. To that same place with time, and as she matures in her choices with men and learns more, also her palate matures, because she's at the beginning. This girl is a redneck waitress from a long line of alcoholics, and you know, she's starting off drinking beer and not really knowing anything about alcohol, other than, you know, that it gets her tipsy, and, you know, by the end through this book, she's found her calling and her career and ends up in the wine business like I did, and moves to California, and in the end finds Mr. Right and her dream job in wine country.
The story, to my mind, in addition to the fact that it's kind of a journey of gaining confidence, is also a journey of optimism.
Yes, absolutely. And I've always been a very optimistic person and haven't let all of my dating mistakes get me down. And when I've dated guys that were, you know, I look back and go, oh my gosh, I can't believe that really happened. Did I, you know, how did I end up with a married man? How did I end up with, I mean, there were things I didn't know he was married. He didn't tell me he was married.
Yeah.
But, you know, there were things like that, that I've just had these funny stories all along that I've stayed optimistic, and people are like, wow, I can't believe you, you know, you've been through something like that. You should write a book about it. And in the beginning, it started out as a memoir. And through that, the process, I decided, you know, some of the relationships were very funny and completely in truth for nonfiction. And some of the relationships, you know, were kind of boring. And I also wanted to, you know, protect different people's privacy. And so a few years ago, I just decided, you know what, I think it's probably better to turn the book into fiction. It'll give me more freedom with this character. It'll give me more freedom to change some of the stories and create more dramatic introductions and, you know, things that happened versus what happened to me. But there's, you know, a lot of the things, several of the things were things that I went through. And it's just funny, and for me to kind of look back in hindsight and just be optimistic about it and know that my ex-boyfriends, which that's the exes in my iPod,
yes,
that, you know, the ex-boyfriends for me have always, the way I've remembered them has always been through songs, and everybody goes through that. And I looked around and I was like, wow, nobody's really ever done a playlist style book. There's been movies like that, but now with digital publishing and ebooks, you can, you know, tap through a song and play a preview as long as you're using, you know, the copyright protected channels and websites. And so I've spent the last 5 months really working through all those technical details to get the songs linking on the right tablets to the right places so people can have a little more of an interactive experience with this book and these ex-boyfriends and this journey that this girl goes through, and using the songs as kind of a vehicle to relive all those dating disasters.
Lisa, how many pages are in the book, and how do you have it divided up into chapters or into relationships?
It's actually divided up by ex-boyfriend.
Okay.
And each story, each chapter is a story of that one guy.
Okay.
And it's organized at the front of the book by playlist. So you can either, in the ebook version of the book, you can either use the traditional table of contents that all e-readers have that allows them to just tap straight through to the chapter, or they can move forward to right after the introduction of the book. There is a playlist, and they can tap and, you know, listen to the song there, each boyfriend, his song, the band name. And then when they go to that chapter, for example, the first chapter is a guy named Chris, and his song was Box of Rain by the Grateful Dead. And so when you go to that first chapter page, there's Chris's name, there's the tap through for Box of Rain, the band's name, and a little play button to play the song. And it's about it's 300, and the way e-readers work is they fluctuate based on the size of the text and how the people want to read them. So in actuality, it's about 370 pages or so. It's 13 chapters, which I find very ironic that once I started writing this book and whittling it down to, you know, 13 different relationships that I wanted to inspire this fiction, that there were 13 that people that really left an emotional mark on my life and this character's life. And those were the only people that had songs. So that was interesting.
Do any of these guys know that they're a subject of a chapter? Do they make the connection or not yet?
Well, at the point in the book, when I was considering doing it as a memoir, I did contact several of the people, the ones I could find, and there were only, I say it was like 50-50 in terms of people that were excited and people that were not happy at all. So that was another reason why I just decided that it's better to, you know,
fiction.
Change as much as possible about the person, change things about the relationship, just get more freedom, change the character from myself to a whole different person, which allowed me to take some liberties with the out there's a there's yeah. some alcohol there's alcoholism in the book, and not alcoholism in terms of this person Harley, the character struggling with drinking. That's not the case. She's actually a pretty buttoned up, determined young woman that ends up around alcohol her whole life and ends up with a career in wine, even though her father was an alcoholic and my father was an alcoholic. But I made it to where this character had much more alcohol in her past than I did as a person. So there were just things like that that just helped with the story that was, you know, embellishing in fiction, just allowed me to do that. But I do find the irony in my career that what I grew up around is something then that I have turned into this amazing career, and alcohol has never been for me about, you know, overconsumption.
Yes.
You know, not since college. It's always been as soon as I started tasting wine and learning about wine, everything just sort of shifted, and I was only 22 years old at that time.
Lisa Mattson, author of The X's in My iPod, a playlist of the men who rocked me to wine country. Thank you so very much.
Thank you for having me, Lynn.
We will have direct links up for you to purchase. You're listening to Wine and Dine.
iWine Radio is a production of Food Tastes Better with Wine on the web at iwineradio.com.